This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yeah, a little bit of Bruce Chanel. Do you remember him? I don't know if he was a one-hit wonder or not, but I used to love that song for some reason. That was a great song. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you very much for joining us. It is Monday, November the 30th, the last day of the month. Can you believe it? Hope you had a great and safe Thanksgiving. We are glad to be back, and no, we did not go out to California. I wish we had, but it did not work out. Long story short, three people out there where I was going had the virus, and I did not want to get it, bring it home. So we canceled our trip and stayed safely here. I hope you had a safe Thanksgiving as well. I certainly did. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Neville Kramer. He is a former INS special agent. We're going to talk about how our southern border is going to fare under a Biden administration. And we're also going to talk about how he believes that there was a massive voting effort by non-citizens in this election and whether or not it influenced the outcome. So very, very interesting. Please stay tuned for it. And President Trump took to the airwaves yesterday on Fox News to decry the election results, even blaming the Department of Justice for not looking into it. We're going to be talking about all this and more with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, a very devout Trump supporter, Andrew Ceraci. So stay tuned for that, please. And the latest Gallup poll is out. Maybe some surprising results upon the favorability of Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now after the election. We will take a look at it. We will let you know. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 smartest dog breeds, the smartest. Do you have one of them? We will find out. So stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. You guys, the best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, for my money, is Andrew Ceraci and his crew. They are in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Please call first, 727-733-3773. Also, do not forget to listen to Good Morning Clearwater. They precede our show. They're on from 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network, Paul and Tracy Allen. And by the way, they make wonderful professional posters, flyers, banners. You want to get any of those things done? I mean, they really do good work. Trust me, I've got one. 727-330-3212. Again, 330-3212. Okay, well, we got a lot of things going on here. Cannot wait to talk to our buddy Neville Kramer. He's always interesting. And in the meantime, I just don't know. I guess I don't understand finances enough. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its best month in 33 years in November. Did you know that? The best month in 33. Now, it crossed over the 30,000 mark for the very first time. That I know. I think it slipped back under again. I don't know what it is at this moment. We will find out a little later. Stocks, though, have soared in November. And it was the biggest one-month advance since January of 1987. You were just a pup then, weren't you, Ed? You were only about 40 years old then. So, I mean, it's really amazing. You know, with the pandemic going on, all the other things. But now there's hope, maybe partly because we found, hopefully, a virus cure, a vaccination. That certainly must have contributed to some extent.
Well, and the guy with the gimpy foot now is taking credit
yes.
for it, too.
Yes. You know, why is Joe Biden kicking his dog, yeah. by the way? He slipped kicking his dog. Did you know that? He tried to kick his dog to death.
Hopefully his dog
and he
kicked
fell
back.
Down. Well, his dog bit him on the head.
Oh.
No, he didn't really. I'm sure he wasn't really kicking. He was playing with the dog. Well, you know, the poor guy is 78 years old.
Maybe he was sniffing the dog, and the dog had enough of it.
All right.
Oh, by the way, the Dow Jones going into this morning is at 29,652.
Wow.
So it is.
Do you have any? Do you have any like mutual funds, Ed, or anything like that?
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I don't.
You should. Yeah, you should.
Oh, I know. I've thought about that at times.
Really?
But you always think about it when it's, you know, when it's yeah. too late. You know,
too late to do it. Yeah. I know. So, I guess we should be. I'm looking at the total COVID. We never bring up the totals right now, though. About 266,000 people died here in our country from it. Now, we can dispute whether or not that was the major reason they died, but apparently people that died had a trace of it in them. We can agree on that. In Florida, we've had almost 19,000 people die, 18,000, about 740 people in our state have died. Now, we've had almost 1 million cases. What do we have, about 21, 22 million?
Somewhere
around there. Well, we've had 993,000 cases, so that's close to 1 million.
Florida's got 992,000 cases.
Yeah.
But I always said there should be some sort of a level to it. You know, if you've got COVID and you don't have any symptoms is level one. Level two is if you have a cold. Level three is if you've got the flu, fever, and four is a ventilator.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And then we need to know what the real numbers are as far as the deaths, because you know what they're saying. Since March, nobody has, because of COVID, since March, nobody's died of natural causes.
Well, that's always been my question. I mean, what percentage contribution is the virus? I mean, let's face it. Almost all of the people that have died from COVID had a susceptible system and may have died from something else within a short period of time. I know a lot of people probably that was the straw that did it.
Well, look at some of the college football players and NFL players that are getting it and turning around. In 10 days, they're fine.
Right. If you're young enough, let's face it, the younger,
well,
the better.
They were saying, but what about the offensive linemen that are obese?
But they're young, and they're they're obese, let's be honest, they're in sort of game shape if they're able to play a football
game.
30
years old, obese is not, you know, that great of a deal if you're getting COVID, I would think.
Well, no. And if you have, like, diabetes and other things like that, that's a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, it's still something that's going around. We're hoping that we're going to get this virus, this vaccine, which hopefully, according to some of the things I'm reading now, may be available in December. And maybe maybe by Christmas, we might actually have a distribution plan.
Well, now we've got the two entities that have got the vaccine have both applied for the distribution. So now we've got...
Well, there's three companies, right? There's
go ahead. Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
And AstraZeneca or
somebody. That one has not applied yet.
Oh, they haven't applied.
No, so now we've got two that have applied.
Aha. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, because now just turn around and then we can start pumping out to the elderly and first responders
Right.
First,
sure they'll be the ones that'll be first in line. Anyway, let's take our break. When we come back, we will talk with Neville Kramer.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again like we did last summer.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Hey, tomorrow's December the 1st already. Boy, this year, I'm glad in a way. It feels like it's gone by awfully quick. Well, this is something that'll give, I guess, Donald Trump a little bit of, I don't know, would you say hope? Election officials in Fulton County, Georgia, say that a newly purchased Dominion voting system mobile server crashed that delayed... It's delaying the state's third recount in Georgia of the presidential election. I guess President Trump and some of the other people are going to go, see, I told you so. Anyway, they said that the people have been dispatched to resolve the issue. Well, delighted to have back. I think Neville Kramer came on our show when I first started this program, and that was a long time ago. He's been a real buddy of ours. He's an INS special agent retired. He's the author of a book called Immigration Chaos. He knows all about the border. He's gone around the world helping and advising companies on security issues. Neville, it's always great to have you back.
Paul, good morning, Ed. Good morning to you as well.
Yeah, Ed sleeps in the corner when we do the interview, but he's waking up to say that he really appreciates your coming on as well, Neville. And
well, I just want you to know that I jumped up immediately when I heard the twist and grabbed my towel.
Did you?
That was the only way I knew how to do that.
Oh, that's so great. You didn't pull a muscle in your back or anything, did you?
I did. That's why I'm now sitting down talking to you. Otherwise,
you and Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden kicking. He's kicking his dog and he gets an ankle injury. No, he wasn't really kicking his dog. He wasn't, I know. He was probably bending over to pet it. Anyway, we got a couple of things I think we want to talk about, Neville. Originally, I wanted to talk to you about what the southern border is going to look like under a Joe Biden administration, what kind of changes we can expect. However, let's also talk a little bit about the possibility that massive fraud may have occurred in this election because so many people that are non-citizens may have voted. Now, Neville, I know you believe that this might be true. Tell us what you think.
Well, since 1993, actually the law was signed into law by Bill Clinton in 1995, we've had a law called the Motor Voter Act. And just in brief, it says that when you apply for a driver's license, there's a box that is now required on the applications to check off to say you're a U.S. citizen. And if you check the box, the application is forwarded on to the Secretary of State of that particular state, and they send you a voter registration card. Now, you would say, why would an illegal immigrant want a voter registration card? It's quite simple, is that on the back of the I-9, which is required for everybody in this country to fill out when they're trying to get a job, one of the documents that's required is or could be used to prove that you have the right to be in the United States is a voter registration card. And the aliens like those cards, and they use them for that purpose. But if you give somebody a driver's license, they usually drive. If you give them a voter registration card, you would think they would probably vote. But even if they don't vote, in this particular case, the millions that have been sent out to illegal immigrants who checked that box and gotten the card, ballots went out to those people by the millions.
Yes, it did. Well,
and then who got those ballots and who used them, we don't know. We'll never know.
Well, this is a very scary scenario. So let me ask you this. In every state, in 50 states, if you apply for a driver's license, there is a form when you get your license about whether or not you're a citizen.
It's not even a form. It's a box to check off.
A box.
And you say, I'm a citizen. They have to accept your word.
I mean, if I was illegal, I would.
Proof of it.
Yeah. If I was illegal, I'd be honest, I would check the box. Because I would think that would make me more, safer from being found out, you know, just one more step.
Absolutely. Not only that, but the card that you receive is on the back of the I-9 as one of the acceptable documents. So you have illegal immigrants that are called undocumented, and within seconds of finishing their driver's license application, the voter registration card is on its way. As soon as it gets to the Secretary of State's office, it's on its way to you, and you become a documented U.S. citizen because U.S. citizens are the only ones allowed to vote. So you can see the problem there. If they send out ballots to these millions of people, they're being collected, they're being harvested, and the votes are being sent out.
Well, I mean, this is a very scary scenario, Neville. Is it occurring in all 50 states? Yeah, can you get it that
Absolutely.
Easily in all 50?
Yes, it's corrupted. I think in Florida and a couple of others, they use E-Verify now to make certain that the person is who they say they are. But no, there's no database of American births that you can use to back up whether they're telling the truth or not. And the entire integrity of our voting system is in question. And unfortunately with Trump, I'll just tell you, his biggest problem is that he trusted people that are supposedly his friends and a bunch of political hacks to locate the voter fraud. And from what I've seen, these people don't have a clue as to how the voting fraud was committed.
Yeah. We're talking with Neville Kramer. He is an INS, retired INS special agent, the author of a book some years ago that is still, I think, available, is it not? Immigration Chaos. Is that still available on Kindle?
Yeah, Amazon has it in Kindle form, and on my website you can also get it
there. All right. So, I mean, we've got, and I haven't heard Trump talk so much about illegals as in illegal aliens voting. It's more about the mail-in ballot system and how people that are no longer at certain addresses are getting, you know, that all of these ballots are being mailed out, this and that. So do you buy into the fact, let me just ask you, Neville, do you think that Donald Trump actually won the election?
No, I can't say whether he did or not. Okay. I have not a clue. I wouldn't make that guess. I would say that we're 90% on our way to the Biden administration, and we just should accept it because the data to prove it is not there.
That's what I've thought. I mean, can you uncount a vote? You know, once the votes are counted as votes, I don't see how you can go back and say, well, this one is real and this one is fake. How do you know? They're all thrown into a pot, the way I see it.
You're correct.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I guess what we should do is worry about what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? So let's
January.
Do that. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's look at a Biden administration coming in January. And what he may or may not do regarding illegal entry into our country on our southern border. You would think that there's got to be some people, maybe more moderate people in the Democratic Party, that do not want an open border.
Well, first thing I'd like to ask you, Paul, is will you make me a promise, if you can, that after the January 5th senatorial runoffs in Georgia that you'll have me back on the show.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you why, because you can quote me on this, but that election, our American way of life is basically on the line. If we if the Dems win in Georgia and they do half of what they're proposing, especially when it comes to immigration, we could have some serious problems with our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. First of all, they're advocating a path to citizenship for 11 million people. That's what Biden has promised in the first 100 days. I'm not in favor of legalizing these people and bringing them out of the shadows, but I am definitely fearful of giving them a path to citizenship. Because if they do, and this is already known, the 11 million is going to turn into 20 million, because it is 20 million. Mm. Okay? And Joe Biden is using a number which we had in the year 2007 and 2008. And if you think during the last 12 or 13 years that nobody has come into the country illegally, you're smoking some of the weed that they're giving away in Colorado or buying and selling in Colorado.
Right.
Anyway, this is the danger, and that is that the, let's say there's 20 million. Those 20 million on a path to citizenship are going to result in about 40 to 50 million new legal immigrants, because they get to petition for their family members wherever they are in the world. So that being said, if the second thing is that we're talking about promising people that are here illegally, and if there's any comparison whatsoever to what we did in 1986 when we legalized 2.8 million of them, if there's any comparison, Paul, that we have no idea who they were. We gave away green cards and eventual citizenship to those people without ever verifying really what their status was in the country, how long they'd been here. And what that message sent is that if you get another amnesty in the United States, they won't check and see how long you've been there, and we are going to have a rush on that border as soon as that proposal goes through like we have never seen. And it may start even before then. In fact, it may have already started, because the number of apprehensions on the southwest border is up as we speak. So let's see what happens in January, by January the 5th. And if the Dems take over and they take over the Senate, we are going to have a not comprehensive immigration reform. It's not going to be comprehensive at all. He's going to send a bill forward in the first 100 days of his inauguration that promises to give the 11 million a path to citizenship, and that's going to that could eventually lead to the change and destruction of our infrastructure.
Do you think Biden himself wants that, or do you think he'd just be pulled so far to the left that he would just like throw up his hands and say, well, you know what, I better not counter what they want?
Well, in this particular situation, you bring an interesting point into this, is that this is not the left. This is the left, this is the middle, and this is the right. Because you in all of these, you're talking about the business community, the Chamber of Commerce. All of these different parts want illegal immigration.
Okay, so they want the low-wage
people legal.
Yeah, they want low-wage employees. Is that what you mean? So the businesses are going to incur... Do you really think that's true, that most businesses would encourage that? I would think not. I would think maybe there's a handful, you know, that involve picking crops and things and the like, or and lawnmower services or something. I mean, I don't know, but most businesses are not for that, are they?
No, the restaurant industry is up to their neck in them.
Okay.
The food services and the restaurants and a lot of others. But they're gonna make these people legal, and they think that the people are gonna stay working for them for $7 an hour. They're not. Okay, they're gonna go to the major cities, and they're gonna kind of try to get jobs and so forth. And our social welfare system is gonna be in peril. The law enforcement, our health care system, the capacity to have water and sewage and electricity and all the rest of it is in trouble.
So we
can't handle.
So we would be overwhelmed, is what you're saying. We would be overwhelmed unless we can have the Senate in the Republicans' hands. And that comes down to the two senators running or the two Senate offices in Georgia that are up for grabs. If we can get if we get those two, Neville, if let's say the Republicans hold on to the Senate, win one of those two or both of them, can they stop this?
Yes. What they'll do is they will demand that they won't sign any legislation that allows a path to citizenship. They may allow the individuals to get some kind of legal status, which allows them to remain and go back and forth in and out of the country and maybe even bring some of their families, but they're not going to give them a path to citizenship. And that's the critical point right there, because that citizenship leads to four and five members of each one of them are allowed to bring four or five members of their family in. And that's going to create somewhere between 50 and 60 million new legal immigrants in 10 years. They're not illegal. They're going to be given all the benefits of health care and our entire social welfare infrastructure could collapse.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me it's almost, even if we get the, let's say the Republicans control the Senate, are you saying it's somewhat inevitable that, you know, it's like it's going to happen and we're just delaying this? Or do you think we can come around? Maybe we can come up with some sort of real system where it's only people that are, you know, really coming through the right way. I mean, is that just a Pollyannish hope?
Yeah. Right now right now the train is going down the track for this the legalization.
Too late, huh?
And well, yes and no. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's too late because what are we going to do with these people? You know, that's the other side to it. You know, they've been illegal for in some cases 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and you know we're not going to send them back after 15 or 20 years. Nobody would. Trump wasn't going to do it either. Nobody would.
So, I mean, look, I've always been interested in some people accuse me of being somebody who wants amnesty. I don't want amnesty, although I guess you're giving some people, allowing some people to remain who are illegally here. But you don't want them to get a path to citizenship. That's the keys to the castle, and we cannot give that away again. We did it once, and we should not do it again. And the other point I like to make, and then I'll, and this is very important, is we now have a system in immigration which is in a state of collapse without this program. For example, if you apply for an extension of stay, you come in here for medical treatment, you apply for extension of stay for 30 days. The application is eight pages long. It costs you $370 for the application. You have to be fingerprinted and photographed for another $85. And if you're staying for an extra 30 days to get medical treatment, you won't get an answer for 5 months.
Wow.
So
who's going to go through that?
System, yeah, that no, the, but that's the system that's going to handle 20 million applications?
Yeah. We're not prepared for it. I see what you mean.
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
Neville, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I do promise you, I'd love to talk with you again once we've got this thing settled in Georgia with those two Senate seats. Let's make a deal on that. In the meantime, thank you so very much.
You bet. Great. Have a great day, Paul.
All right. Thanks.
Ed.
Thanks, buddy. All right. There
thanks.
He goes.
You
Neville.
Bet.
Neville Kramer. All right. We'll take our break. And when we come back, President Trump took to the airwaves yesterday to decry this whole election situation. We'll talk about this with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceraci.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop, in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAN Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are back. My goodness, the last day of November and 26 more days or whatever. Christmas Day? Are you guys ready for that? It'll be a strange Christmas, will it not? With all the things going on. Well, Rand Paul. It isn't just Trump. Rand Paul. Our buddy from Kentucky, our senator, he is now claiming and claimed yesterday that statistical fraud was found in four states where Trump lost. And he talks about the data dump. He calls them four data dumps in the wee hours of the morning, between like 1:30 and 6:30 in the morning. And he says statistical anomaly, fraud. Look at the evidence and decide for yourself. So, by the way, we are delighted to have back the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, did you watch or listen to any of the Trump talk yesterday? He's continuing to say that all kinds of trouble and fraud was going on. Now Rand Paul's talking about it as well.
Stu.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, I guess we didn't have the switch on. I'm sorry, do you mind starting over again on that, Andrew?
As I said, everybody's talking about it, not just Trump and Rand Paul. You know, every day more and more things are coming out how this election was stolen, and I definitely believe it was, and we've got to prove it. Now, I heard you talking earlier, well, ballots can't be counted and this and that. However, machines can be examined, Paul. Mm-hmm. And if there was voting fraud and votes being turned over in these machines from Trump to Biden, well, to me, that's treason.
But how are you going to show that the...
Well, come on, they can trace back in computers if something bounced back and forth or were changed. All they got to do is get these servers, which supposedly they have.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You might not be able to sit there and match envelopes with signatures, but I'm quite sure you could tell what happened on a computer.
So you think there's a computer backup that will show that that trouble occurred?
There's got to be something. I guess the judge in Georgia stopped them from reprogramming their machines already, so the so-called election in January, Paul. Mm-hmm. They were talking about retaining, what are they, trying to get rid of evidence on these machines or what?
Well, we've always talked here, and you and I have talked about it as well, about the idea of having paper ballots as a backup, no matter how it's done. No matter how it's done. You know, so that you can go back and say, here, we got a copy of the actual vote. Whether or not it means that we go back to just standing in line in a polling area, you know, and filling out a paper ballot. But then on the other side, we've gotten to the point where we can use credit cards all over the world and pretty much know that they are going to be able to do an accurate transaction. So
yeah, but they're also able to be hacked pretty easy, aren't they, Paul?
Yeah, they are. They can be.
All
that's
right.
The thing.
Need I say more?
No. No, I would rather see us all have to stand in line.
Well, if nothing is done about this election fraud right now and how this election was stolen, this country's going to take a dump.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years, we could be in dire straits, my friend. We don't have 4 years. And when they're talking about 50 million illegal immigrants coming, oh no, legal immigrants, this country will be a mess. We'll turn into the Middle East.
So do you feel that, I know what you want, but do you think Biden's going to end up taking the oath of office next month?
No, Paul, I still don't believe it, Paul.
Okay.
You know what? They can sit there and swear that son of a gun in. But let me tell you, if there's treason in this country and they committed it, even the president will go down for treason.
So do you think Biden is actively involved in somehow trying to reconfigure the voting?
I figure he's involved, but he doesn't know what's going on. It's other people controlling it. Yeah. The guy's too stupid.
Did you hear about him? I don't think he was really kicking his dog, but he did. He did hurt his ankle.
He's probably walking his dog, and his ankle gave out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's what happened.
Well, listen, the guy's 78 years old. He's falling apart. They're waiting for him to fall apart. If they can keep him in office for 2 years, they think they got Kamala Harris for 10.
Wow.
This whole election is nothing but a scam. What's going on in this country is disgusting. And if we let it happen, this country is going down. It's time for the people to resist what's going on. The Democrats' favorite word, isn't it, resist?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to get a taste of their own word this time, Paul.
Well, I'll say one thing. When Trump won 4 years ago, all you heard was, well, there's Russian interference. And they were getting onto the internet. They were influencing the votes. I mean, they've talked on and on and on about Russian interference. Now, since Biden won, oh, no. Oh, no. Everything went fine. There was no interference. Perfect election. Perfect election. So,
listen,
I mean, there is a lot of hypocrisy there.
What about Hillary Clinton's famous words? Do not concede for nothing. You can win this election in the courts no matter what.
Yeah.
So now we're doing the same thing to them, and now they're all crying, aren't they?
Yeah. I think Trump has every right to pursue every single thing he can do. And if nothing else, I hope we will find out whether or not there was fraud. Now,
no, there's no question about it, Paul. Come on.
So he's gonna have an opportunity in some cases to take it, I think, to the Supreme Court. I think Judge Alito is, as an example, you know, how they space. Each judge takes a section of the country, and sometimes it has to go through that judge to decide whether or not the full Supreme Court will take it. There's a case right now in the Alito area that may indeed get to him. Now, Alito is very conservative, and I think there might be a chance he would say, yes, bring it on. We'll have the full court sit down, listen to it. So maybe.
Well, I think they've got no choice.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, this country is full of deep state people that are afraid to do anything because they think they're going to get killed. This is the power the Democrat Party has, Paul. We've got to stand up. We've got to find out what's going on. The American people want to know. And let me tell you something. If there's treason in this country by Biden and the Democrat Party, they need to pay.
Yeah. Now, Trump's...
I'm talking public hangings, Paul.
Public
like
hangings?
The old days, buddy. Public
oh,
hangings.
Boy.
You know what? Don't think twice about doing their crap again.
Public hangings.
Instead of having the Wheel of Fortune on at 7 o'clock, they can put the wheel of the hangings of the unfortunate at 7 o'clock. Believe me.
It would get
see this country turn around, buddy.
It would get good ratings. I would have to say that.
I guarantee everybody be watching it.
Yeah, my goodness. So Trump says even the Department of Justice is missing in action on all of this. His own Department of Justice.
I agree.
So
is the FBI, Paul. They've been in on it the whole time.
You think the FBI is actually complicit or just sitting back and allowing it?
I think they're allowing it, Paul.
Allowing
a lot of them are part of it.
Well, complicit meaning they actually were a part of it.
They're a part of it then.
You think so, huh? Okay.
Definitely.
Did you see any of his interview on Fox yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Okay. He was asked, I think Maria Bartiromo, she does that show, Sunday Morning Futures. He was on for almost half an hour, wasn't he, talking about all
yes,
of this?
Sir. Yeah, and you know what? She couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know what, Paul? I'm here to say right now that 80% of the Republicans, the people that voted for Trump, even more, they say only 3% believe that the election wasn't rigged, okay?
Yeah. Do you buy the document dump that Rand Paul talks about middle of the night, where Trump's ahead by hundreds of thousands of votes. You go to bed the next day, all these votes came in the middle of the night from these inner city precincts.
I agree, 100%, buddy.
I hope we get to the bottom of it one way or the other.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, Paul, because I believe that if we don't, you will see a revolution in this country in a matter of time. The minute Biden starts with the Democrats' baloney and the whole left starting their baloney, you're going to see this country in an uproar.
You know, do you think Trump is going to go to Georgia to help those two Senate races?
From what I understand, he's going to have a rally there, Paul.
Oh, that'll be good. Because, you know, a lot of people say he doesn't care about anybody else but himself. But by going...
I'm so tired of hearing these people. These people that are saying that, Paul, are nothing but insecure, stupid people. The guy has done everything for this country better than any other president has in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, he has done a lot. Everybody has to agree to that, although some won't. I mean, just look at some of the things that this guy has done. And he did it under the pressure of the press and all of that going on every single day from the day he went down the escalator after he announced. So you're right about that.
Well, if this country lets this crazy immigration go through, these people are nuts for letting it happen, and they're going to deserve everything that happens. Mm-hmm. And they'll be the first ones to moan about it all.
By the way, did you have a nice Thanksgiving? And were you able to sit down with some of your relatives that were not Trump supporters without each of you throwing...
I don't have any relatives that aren't Trump supporters.
Oh, good. I thought you might have.
Invited ones, anyway.
Oh.
That's right. I wouldn't invite them. As a matter of fact, I had the governor's parents at my house, so...
You did?
Of course.
Oh, isn't that great? Because I know you're a big... You and Ron DeSantis Sr. are good friends.
Yeah, we're very good friends. I've known him for 35 years. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I met him.
His son is fantastic, too.
No question about either one of those statements. You are right. My friend, I am looking forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
All right, Paul. It sounds great, buddy.
All right.
I'll be with you.
Thank you.
Keep the faith, and I still say Biden don't get in that White House.
Okay. Well, you heard it from...
All right, Paul. Be good.
All right, my friend. There he goes. You heard it from the master barber himself. All right, let's take our final break. And among other things, we're going to look at the Gallup poll and its latest opinions on Donald Trump and Joe Biden, plus the top 10 smartest dog breeds.
Come along and be my hearty dog. Come along and be my hearty dog. Come along and be my hearty dog. I'll make love to you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back for the final segment. By the way, we are here Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. If you cannot listen live, go to our website. Big Ed has all our shows on podcast. Hit the podcast button at the very top, and there you will see all our shows chronologically, latest show on down. You'll see who the guest is and our top 10, the whole bit. It's OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, Gallup has come out. I guess this is the first post-election poll on favorability of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And kind of interesting, Joe Biden's favorability is up 6 points. 6 points. It's now at 55% in post-election. Trump's favorability has gone down 3 points. It was at 45. It's now at 42%. I guess a lot of people don't want to hear him bickering about the results. Here are the Democratic Party and Republican Party favorability. The Democratic Party, according to Gallup, is viewed favorably by 45%. 45%. The Republican Party is viewed favorably by 43%. So that's pretty close. And very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, before we get to our top 10, we have a good one, by the way, the top 10 smartest dog breeds. I wanted to talk for a couple of minutes about our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are considered to be a team that might be able to get into the Super Bowl, which, by the way, is being held in Tampa. I don't even know when it's being held. I guess, Ed, will they hold it still in early February, the Super Bowl?
That's the target, yeah.
Okay. So last night, or yesterday afternoon, excuse me, we had the Bucs hosting the very, very colorful Kansas City Chiefs. What happened there?
Well, if you were watching the first quarter, you thought somebody was going to throw the towel in because it might have gotten out of hand.
It was 17-0.
17-0 before you sat in your seat and, you know.
Against the Bucs.
Took a drink. And the Bucs were losing by 17. But made a game of it. And there's a lot going on. And Tony Romo, one of the announcers, was very. I think he's probably one of the best I've ever seen in broadcasting because he's able to diagram the plays. And he's saying he's going against some of our beloved writers around here are saying that Tom Brady's just losing it and he doesn't have what it takes anymore. And he's quite a few times last night Tony Romo said, look, it looks like that receiver's running the right route, but he's not finishing it. If he would finish it, he'd be where he was supposed to be, and that would have been completed. You know, there was a lot of times like that.
Yeah, I mean, how anybody could say that Tom Brady is finished? Yeah. They got to be
and
nuts.
And they're saying there's a rift between Tom Brady and the head coach, Bruce Arians, or is it Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator? I don't know if some of my colleagues remember this. When Bruce Arians was hired by the Glazers 2 years ago, they wanted him because A, he was an offensive genius, B, he was a great play caller, and C, he was supposed to be the quarterback whisperer that could get Jameis Winston to the next level. Well, last year, two of those things did not happen. He didn't get the quarterback to the next level, and he didn't call the plays. He decided that he gave the play calling duties to Byron Leftwich, which he hired. And bottom line is the Glazers were like stunned after the signing of Bruce Gunn. I'm not saying they wanted their money back, but they were kind of like at the beginning, hey, we hired you because of your play calling and duties. And he had to go the whole thing. Oh, I'll be right there and I'll get him too. He's going to be fine. I don't think he's fine. I think that's the big problem, to tell you the truth.
So you don't think that Tom Brady is calling his own plays right now
I think 25%. I think 25%.
He has that little thing on his wrist he opens up, right? And he's looking at all these plays,
and
right?
And you got to remember, James.
Does he not decide by looking there? Or what?
No, the play that's called in, he can decipher if it's jet two, it's two wide receivers, stuff like that.
I see.
He might look at some of those things.
Okay.
The terminology, the language of it.
So he's getting, of course, in his head helmet,
right.
He's getting some instructions.
He's getting in the call.
But there are some times where I'm sure he's making his own call, right?
We don't know.
We don't?
We don't know for sure.
Okay.
We don't know for sure. You got to remember, Jameis threw over 30 interceptions last year.
Yes.
So that's not good coaching. I'm sorry.
Brady threw a couple
last night, yeah.
So do you just think Kansas City's right now a better team than the Bucs?
Kansas City, I think, is probably the best team in the league right now. Yeah. But
there's only a three-point difference.
Tony Romo said last night, I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy after tonight, but I still say that the Super Bowl is the Chiefs and the Bucs.
Wow.
He said that before.
No wonder you like them.
So before, well,
No. But that's good. Yeah, he is perceptive. Yeah. I agree. Okay, it is time for our top 10, and we're starting a little late on it, but that's okay. The top 10 smartest dog breeds comes from alwayspets.com. So here we go. Number 10. The Belgian Tervuren, T-E-R-V-U-R-E-N. You ever heard of that one?
No.
Well, they're smart. Straight, thick coat. Elegant, agile, they last 12 to 14 years. Number 9.
Got to be a small dog then.
The Briard. You heard that one?
No.
Briard? Okay. This is the heart-wrapped in fur breed, offers its human companions copious amounts of love and loyalty. Big, furry, and handsome. 12 years is their limit, though, in terms of age.
Sounds like a big dog.
Bigger dog. Number 8. The Chinook. Chinooks are the pride of New Hampshire. Bit of lab retriever. Look, even though they are an entirely different purebred. In fact, they once were nearly extinct. Their lifespan, 12 to 15 years.
Chinook, I thought that was a helicopter.
I thought it was a fish.
Okay. That's snook, not Chinook.
Snook to you, Chinook to me. Have you ever heard? It's not snook salmon, it's Chinook salmon. That's all right. Number 7.
Snook's a fish.
Cocker Spaniel. Oh, they're so cute.
Yep.
Face like the Cocker Spaniel has. No wonder this purebred is the apple of so many eyes. Big dark eyes. They last lifespan 10 to 14 years. Number 6. The Border Collie. This breed is one of the most popular and good reason. They're loyal, affectionate. Know when it's time to relax. Highly energetic. Lifespan 12 to 15
years. That's what Lassie was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think she might have been. Yeah. By the way, Lassie was a male. Did you know that?
No.
All the Lassies were male dogs. Hugh Weatherwax was
good
the owner,
have any film.
And they were more trainable.
Good thing there was no film of them peeing. They would have known.
I know. Number 5, English Cocker Spaniel, handsome, good-natured pup. Excuse me, active outside and chill inside, 12 to 14 years. Number 4, the Pembroke Welsh Corgi, one of the most popular breeds. Stout, handsome little devil, sweetest face, agreeable without being needy, lifespan 12 to 13 years. Number 3, Shetland Sheepdog. These beauties bear a striking resemblance to their larger cousin, the Collie.
Yeah, it's the miniature.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They look like little collies. Smart and obedient, 12 to 14 year lifespan. Number 2, one of my favorite breeds. And they're very, very smart. The German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
They are smart as a whip. That's why you have so many police dogs that way. If a canine had nobility, this breed wears the crown. Tall, muscular, confident, and steady. Wonderful companions and worker dogs. However, their lifespan is only 7 to 10 years. Wow.
Bad hip problems.
So, Ed, we're down to number 1, my friend. What do you think is the number 1 most intelligent, smartest dog breed?
I'm going to say that Jack Russell little nippy thing.
Jack Russell Terrier?
Yeah.
Okay, my friend, did you roll the drum already?
I did.
Okay. You're wrong. It's the poodle.
The poodle.
I know. It's the poodle. Poodles sometimes get a bad rap because of their outlandish hairdos and their owners, but don't judge these dogs by the fur. Named the smartest of the dog breeds. Also very athletic, willing participants in training activists. They last 10 to 18 years. That's quite a difference, 10
yeah,
to 18.
10 to 18.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for being here. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday. Remember, freedom works.